You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Well, let's fly into the aviation sector right now because the Airports Company of South Africa, it is the state monopoly that controls nine of the country's main airports. They released their financial results today for the 2021 financial year, and things are looking pretty grim. The Airports Company of South Africa reporting a loss of 2.6 billion rand. The loss, which was induced by the COVID-19 pandemic and the devastating impact that the pandemic, of course, did have on tourism and airlines, also marks the second loss for the group, but get this, in its 28th year history. So it has been doing well for most of its history, but 2 years just didn't go in its favor. We do have the CFO of AXA right now, Siphamandla Mthethwa, just to take us through the numbers. Siphamandla, thanks so much for your time. Are you all surprised at the extent of the loss that you have reported, given the fact that the pandemic essentially did bring tourism and travel to a standstill?
Good evening, and thank you very much for the opportunity. The results that we published today, as you pointed out earlier, is basically reflect the devastating impact of COVID on aviation, tourism, and basically the economy as a whole. And it was very much expected, just given the different levels of lockdown that we experienced during the year. If you look at around the world, airports companies lost close to 125 billion US dollars. So it was expecting in the operating environment that we were operating in. However, it's important to note that as airports company, we realized quite early in the pandemic that the impact of COVID will be severe, and it is something that with us in the medium term. And we, at the appropriate time, intervened first to reduce our operating cost significantly by 1.2 billion rand, and also limiting our capex to obviously both of those to at least make us sustainable. We also embarked on a number of fundraising efforts, which include issuance of preference shares. We disposed of our offshore investment in India, and also we secured credit facilities. We believe that all of these interventions put us in a very strong position, especially now as the market environment is actually improving. So we are in a very good space, and we probably have seen the worst of COVID as reflected in these numbers.
All right, so let's just talk about the fundraising activities that did result in a bit of extra debt for the group's balance sheet. How are you feeling about your current debt levels, and are there any plans to bring it down?
Yes, look, our debt level is quite low. If you look at our history, at some point with our gearing was at about 60%. And even with the debt that we've taken now, our gearing is still low at about 23%. Our risk appetite is to cap our gearing at 65%, so we are well within that. So at the appropriate time, obviously, we will work towards obviously reducing our debt, but for now, it is not something that is of concern. If you look at our balance sheet as a whole, we have total assets of 31 billion, and our net asset value is 20 billion rand. So it's a strong balance sheet, which obviously can take debt, but we are very responsible with debt.
And strong enough not to warrant any assistance from government in the form of a bailout? Can you say that with confidence?
Absolutely not. We have no intention whatsoever to ask for the bailout as the airports company.
All right. So the numbers that we were presented with today, they are snapshots of what the situation at the company looked like as of March. We are now 7 months down the line. And can you give us a picture of what the latest situation does look like and how much of an improvement from March you have seen?
Look, definitely there is an improvement. I think we will never have a year like last financial year. If you just compare these first 7 months versus the previous one, in the last financial year, we were either on hard lockdown or a very restricted environment in terms of no international travel in the first half. Even the domestic was limited to essential or business. This year, we have opened up, although I must say that with the third wave, we were challenged between July and August, but it is significantly better than last year, and we hope that the second half also will also improve, as we are now just been removed from the UK red list, which is one of our key markets, and also we are seeing the pace of the vaccination program increasing, and we hope that either we can avoid a fourth wave, or if there's a fourth wave, we don't have the levels of lockdown that we've seen in July and August.
Sipamandla, one of your clients has also put a proposal on the table, FlySafe. You may or may have not heard. They are lobbying for a change to the Public Holidays Act, saying that if we have more public holidays as long weekends, it could help the tourism industry recover a lot quicker. Do you have an opinion on that?
No, we just picked that up today. I wouldn't want to provide an opinion on that for now.
All right. But then just to provide an opinion on the runway for the Airports Company South Africa and the return to your bottom line or your profits to pre-COVID-19 levels, how long is that flight going to take you?
Look, our forecast at the moment is that we should reach pre-COVID-19 by 2025-2026. So that is what we are foreseeing at the moment. But we should start to see some significant improvement even in the next financial year, obviously assuming that we are completely out of the lockdown situation, that we have some herd immunity. I think that will help a lot. And also, we don't also have any restrictions imposed by our major markets from traveling perspective.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for joining the market update. That was Sipamandla Mthethwa, the CFO of the Airports Company of South Africa.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.